On Mondays, we focus on technology, and today, the big money in internet TV. If you missed your favorite television show, chances are you can buy an episode from iTunes, or in some cases, watch for free online, provided you are willing to sit through some ads. While they're not all disclosing figures, it is clear that the networks make millions from selling spots on their websites. These numbers may be small compared to the billions that they make from selling television ads, but for the networks and for their executives, some see an important beginning. Here's NPR's Kim Masters.
Mark Goldstein is president and CEO of the media firm Mindshare. He's a veteran advertising man who sat through dozens of the so-called upfront presentations, the annual gatherings in which the television networks unveil their fall schedules hoping to lure ad dollars. But this time, he noticed, all the networks talked about the web.
Every single one of them addressed it in their upfront, and they did it for the first time. Nobody had ever taken the time as part of their upfront presentations to address this topic before.
No one talked more about digital opportunities than NBC chief Jeff Zucker. He spent so much time outlining the network's plans for the internet that many advertisers got restless. But Zucker says advertisers are the ones who made him do it.
We're all spending a tremendous amount of time both planning and talking about these digital projects, and the money is still very small compared to the amount of money that's being spent on television. But, you know, it's the reality that this is what advertisers want to talk about, and that's okay. Then, you know, we will listen to our customers.
Zucker told the customers that NBC will premiere episodes of new primetime series like Friday Night Lights on the web. The network will also be previewing shows on the website YouTube. And this month, the network will offer webisodes, brief original installments of shows available only on the web. Like this bit starring the lesser cast members of The Office in a story about missing money.
I didn't steal $3,000 from petty cash. If I wanted to steal from this company, there are a lot of easier ways to do it. For example, I could steal people's coats and sell them on eBay.
NBC may have made the most extensive presentation, but every network is coming up with creative approaches to the internet. If advertising dollars are going to the web, the networks want to get as much of that money as they can. But the internet has the potential to upend the business for the networks and the studios that provide their programming. If viewers can watch a program whenever they like, what will happen to primetime? Zucker says it will survive. But for an executive who usually speaks in sound bites, he finds it difficult to explain how.
Well, I think that prime time may not be the same as it always was. You know, that model may change.
If prime time starts to change, can networks charge premium prices for prime time advertising? If they can't make their money the old-fashioned way, how will networks pay for expensive programs like ER or Desperate Housewives? NBC's Zucker says the answers to such questions are simply not known.
Look, we're in the Wild West right now, and a lot of this is experimental, but I think we're in the first inning of a very long game.
But the internet also provides an opportunity for networks to build demand for their shows, especially among the much-desired younger viewers. When NBC made it possible to download regular episodes of The Office through iTunes, the show's ratings jumped. At CBS Digital Media, President Larry Kramer says the web can attract new audiences and cement a bond with those who are already watching.
If you actually vote on a show like Big Brother, your involvement with that show is increased. If we take you to the web for additional scenes on a scripted show, it engages you more.
And gradually, Kramer says, networks and advertisers are figuring out how television plus web promotion works for them. For example, CBS put an extra scene from CSI Miami on the internet. The spot was financed by General Motors, which sells the Hummer. The car company already has the vehicle featured in CSI, where, according to Kramer, it is shown off to advantage.
When you stop to think about it, if you're an auto company, it's the perfect thing to do because they're advertising on television because they need that dramatic advertising that shows a beautiful car driving down the road, and you got to look at it and say, I want that.
But car makers today know that most customers research car purchases on the internet.
So here we take 2 million people from the 20 million who watch the show that week, get them to the web, and during that viewing on the web, there are several General Motors ads wrapped around and the ability to click through right to the GM site.
Mindshare's Mark Goldstein agrees that the internet provides new opportunities, but
the whole world of opportunity is to some degree frustrating, quite frankly.
Like other advertisers, Goldstein sees the potential. One of his company's clients, Dove, created its own online promotion when it introduced a new bath product. The spots featured actress Felicity Huffman.
Oh, there's nothing like a nice relaxing shower at night to clear all the cobwebs out of your mind and help you sleep.
The spots got 4 million hits. That's good, Goldstein says, but advertisers still aren't sure what works in the digital realm, nor have they figured out how much to pay for their web experiments. Whatever happens, Goldstein thinks the internet won't eclipse broadcast television anytime soon. That's because television remains by far the biggest guaranteed aggregator of eyeballs. And while lots of players, from companies like Amazon.com to high school kids in a garage, are trying to come up with a big internet hit, CBS's Kramer says the networks are the only ones positioned to play the game consistently. So Kramer figures the networks will continue to dominate, and he thinks their websites will dominate too.
You know, people do quickly get into a habit of going to a few websites. And I think TV is probably the same. 700 channels on your DirecTV, and you still wind up going to the same half a dozen.
Maybe the networks can't own every hit on the web, but when someone rises from obscurity by posting clever videos on a site like YouTube, CBS or some other network is likely to be there with a check in hand. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Lynn Neary.